This is a guided meditation. The intention is to provide support for understanding the experience of empathy, bringing mindfulness to bear on the normal experience of empathy. First, it's important to establish a basis of stability and tranquility in the mind, using mindfulness of breathing, meditation practice. Aiming your attention at the beginning of the in-breath and sustaining awareness for the duration of the in-breath. And then doing the same thing with the out-breath. Fundamental part of this meditation training involves first learning how to regulate the flow of the energy of attention in ways that are beneficial for insight into how your own self-experience occurs. Noticing and letting go, particularly with the out-breath. Allowing the mind to settle, to calm, to be at peace. It's also useful to periodically just swoop your attention through the body sensations that you might notice. Maybe there's muscle tension somewhere, or just a feeling of pressure where your body contacts whatever surface it presses up against. Some ways it's useful to compare the quality of the mind that's untrained to muddy water. There's a lot of sediment that's suspended in the water, and it's turbulent and agitated. But when the water is still, the suspended material sinks, and the water becomes clearer. It's also useful to just experientially let go every time you exhale. Letting go means disengaging from whatever thoughts might arise. It also might mean relaxing any tension in the body. It might mean each time you exhale, the mind becomes more open. That sediment settles. The mind becomes clear, balanced, peaceful. Keep letting go with every out-breath. I mentioned sediment suspended in the pond, making it muddy, being like the mind. more you can just settle into the breath and the body without resistance, but with an open-minded curiosity, the more opportunity there is for the sediment in the mind to settle. See if you notice any subtle tension, any rigidity or stiffness in your hands, or your face, or elsewhere in the body. When you breathe out, open that area up. Let go of the resistance. Relax away from the tension. At this point in the guided meditation, the focus of practice will shift. This first period of time is devoted to trying to settle the mind, clarify the mind. Now, we want to contemplate what happens in a mind when there's some sort of interpersonal experience, empathy, contemplation of empathy. For the most part, we're all born with the capacity to empathize, even as infants. So now allow yourself to be curious about whatever quality of empathy you're experiencing this moment as you hear my voice. The empathy might be experienced as a sense of familiarity. It might be experienced as quality of curiosity. It might even involve some kind of aversive reaction. Empathy is away from. Just be curious about that particular little piece of the puzzle of being alive. Empathy. Empathy is a form of understanding. One understanding is emotional. The emotion might be pleasant or unpleasant. See if you can notice that. It's not about my voice. Bring to mind someone who you have encounters with. Could be an acquaintance, could be a family member. But as that inclination of the mind emerges, be aware of the recognition of it. The feeling has a certain kind of recognizable characteristic. Might even be toward a pet. But you have this feeling that you get what that other person's feelings are. You can read. Perhaps they're angry or they're happy. There's a cognitive empathy as well. Kind of recognition, basically, of my words, just sounds. But there's an empathic understanding of spoken language. So, for the remainder of this sitting, I want to provide you with cues that might increase your interest, motivate you for contemplating this empathetic attunement that we all have for each other. You're mostly unaware of it. This is practicing being mindfully aware of it. Without being attached to the story or the feeling, just being curious about characteristics of the experience. Use breath sensation as a stabilizing point of reference. You might experience the process as the mind zipping away from the breath sensation to whatever empathetic experience might be. It might be that empathy is just a kind of feeling that comes with the breath, comes with the body, an understanding, what we call empathy. In a sense, this is like allowing the sediment to get stirred up a bit again. But the mind is clearer, like the water might be clearer. And looking for the little pieces of sediment that we call feelings. It might be that your mind is just drifting in fantasy. See if you can notice any characteristics of empathy, particularly if an image of a person or a group of people or a pet comes to mind. How does that change the feeling? There's a familiarity there. It might be a pleasant familiarity, or it might be an unpleasant one. It's empathy. That sense of emotional comprehension, what the other person might be feeling, what you might be feeling about the other person. What you imagine the other person is thinking. And your thinking might be parallel to that. It's empathy. characteristic of mindfulness is kind of non-reactive witnessing. And that's what we're trying to bring to bear on the experience of empathy. Crudely stating, it's like watching a movie, except the movie is your own self-experience. But you're noticing what motivates your feelings, particularly about a person or a group of people. Along that same line of practice, imagine that you're watching a movie or a commercial, and a particular character appears. What's the feeling associated with that? Is there a sense of empathy with a lead character? Or a feeling of interest in a particular person in a commercial? This is empathy in everyday life experience. Practicing becoming aware of it as a function of how you experience yourself. Empathy is with us all the time. They're either very weak or subtle or intermittent, or very immediately strong and demanding. Love or hate. There's a quality of empathy involved. Find your mind becoming too jumbled up, just go back to the basic practice, mindfulness breathing, using breath and body awareness to settle the mind, stabilize attention. It's not uncommon for the mind to stay on task for a while, then drift away, and then we just start over again. Basic mindfulness of breathing, mindfulness of the body, and then contemplation of how our emotions are moved when we contemplate interacting with another person. How we understand their motives, their actions, their beliefs, their attitudes. It's empathy. See if you can notice how the empathetic tone can move from one feeling level to another. You contemplate a relationship experience. You start out feeling warm and fuzzy, and then the empathy shifts into some sense of discomfort, wariness. And then shifts to some other kind of feeling mode. Some different insight as to how that other person behaves, their motives, their feelings. This is empathy. Thank you for your practice. Wish you well.